To my left is Sheila Donovan on guitar. And to my right is Cesar Alvarez on conch shell. And I have to make an announcement, correction from the program. Originally said that Cesar was going to be playing guitar, but due to a freak accident at the Bronx Zoo, he's had to instead play, he's going to be playing the Korg keyboard. So Sheila will play the guitar, but not Cesar, not today.
This is called Glasses.
See with my glasses on, I can now go outside, 'cause my gray forecast is gone. There will always be blue skies and bright lights. Dots and straight lines. I can see with my glasses on. No more stay at home nights. I thought hopelessness was fun, but now I can see the other side. I can see with my glasses on. I can see your brown eyes with a touch of green I've never seen. With a touch of green I've never seen. So beautiful, I knew that you were beautiful. It's nice to see what beautiful means. It's nice to see what beautiful means. Once again, like to introduce Sheila Donovan, who is going to be singing lead on the next Tuesday.
Is that working?
Who's going to be singing lead on the next two songs, which were written for her. Sorry. This is called Don't Let Me Lose Control of My Heart.
Up and down whenever you're around. Don't
And the next song is called How Much You're Worth. As some of you probably know, Cesar is classically trained on the saxophone and also studied jazz on the saxophone at the world-renowned Oberlin Conservatory. And we're going to take advantage of that now in this next song called Boy Detective, which I would like to dedicate to Ivan.
Let me just get a little...
You spend a night on the town, and I've been assigned to follow you around. You don't realize that you're defenseless, but gathering up the evidences. Your sweet boy, boy detective, I'm wherever you go,
I'm wherever you go,
to keep you safe and protected from the people you don't know you know. I've been falling for you. Following through with every rendezvous, I forget what they taught me in training. When I think of you holding, kissing, and entertaining, your sweet boy, boy detective, I'm wherever you go,
I'm wherever you go,
to keep you safe and protected from the people you don't know you know. I can keep you secure, you can sleep in my arms while I keep a watch on the door. I've fallen in love with you and your crimes, and I want you to be my secret Valentine. Your sweet boy, boy detective, I'm wherever you go,
I'm wherever you go,
to keep you safe and protected from the people you don't know you know. Speaking of Cesar, the next song is called Change the World, and it was written for him. And if it's all right with you, Cesar, and if I'm being unapologetically sentimental, I'm sorry. But if it's all right with you, Cesar, I would like to dedicate this song to my parents.
That's great, let's do it.
I can still remember our long walks in circles around Tappan Square. We'd make elaborate long-term plans that we thought would get us somewhere. We'd play together on the bandstand with our drum machines and our saxophones, and I thought that you might understand
that my heart is not a metronome.
metronome.
And now your email, it bounces back, and I'm sure that you've lost track of all our calls left unreturned. And maybe you shouldn't be concerned. 'Cause after all, you're too busy trying to change the world. Change it by yourself. But if you couldn't change this girl, what makes you think you can change anyone else? Anyone else. And you might change the world someday. No one will give you credit. And my hair may come uncurled one day, but only if I let it.
Only if he lets it.
So what do you say we get back together, write a bunch of new songs and start a new band? The whole world may not get any better,
but at least we can change the behavior of our fans. The behavior of our fans.
And we can change the world someday, or at least our little part of it. And when we're all in a better place, they'll say that we're the ones who started it. And we can change the world someday, or at least our little part of it. And when we're all in a better place, they'll say that we're the ones who started it.
Cesar Olivares. This next song is called Interstate.
Take me out tonight, somewhere new. They just turned out the lights in this town, and I need something to do. The radio is off the air, and there is nothing on TV. You can take me anywhere, I just need some other place to be. We could drive out of town. Anywhere's better than this wasteland. I know the highway is long and dark. Dead trees and brush and some white sands, but we'll be safe in the car. Interstates make for more than just one night stands. They closed down the bar on Main Street 7 years ago. In all this industrial heat, to think I've been missing the snow. Folks down at the plant are lying. They say the smoke won't give you cancer. But all our friends are dying, and this time love is not the answer. we could drive out of town. Anywhere's better than this wasteland. I know the highway is long and dark, dead trees and brush and some white sands. We'll be safe in the car. Interstates make for more than just one night stand. Safe in the car. Interstates make for more than just one night
This next one is called Broke in L.A., and Cesar and I co-wrote the lyrics.
With no advanced warning, we were on the front page of the Post this morning. It's about the affair you had with you-know-who. So tell me, my predictions with absolute conviction. And I don't know anymore what's fact and what's fiction. There are photos of our high school prom on CNN.com. An expose with an anonymous source who is clearly your mom. People don't care what I say. I'm already past my prime, so I guess you might as well take over prime time. Every day we have our own little earthquake. And it appears this time you've changed all the locks. Every move I make is a mistake. And I'm still getting used to the aftershocks. You waved goodbye in that chill West Coast way, and my heart and I are broke in LA. You waved goodbye that chill West Coast way, and my heart and I are broke in LA.
Should I do one more? Thank you. Thank you, Cesar. And next, we're going to hear Sheila sing lead some more. And these songs were also written especially for her. The next one is called Lost Sight. And she wrote the words too. To increase security measures.
All right, let's do this.
Ambivalent. Hold on.
I walk away while you
be ambivalent for one more day. Still insignificant, but more than halfway through with you. And you love me not. Through with you and the feelings you forgot.
So hold me and I promise not to be mad or happy or angry or sad or unsad. I'll miss you and I.
You goodbye, but you won't know I'm gone. I'll be ambivalent for one more day. Still insignificant, but more than halfway. Through with you and your love me not. Through with you and the feelings you
isn't on the program. I apologize. It's the only one that's not on the program. It's called Caffeine. And it's not on the program for obvious reasons.
It's all or nothing with you. You're completely obsessed, and your jokes are not funny, they're too true. You're always upset. You say your life would just turn upside down without me, but I still avoid you. 'Cause all the things you used to like about me just annoy you. But this time you won't have to hear me breathing. I know you, and you're just getting worse. You keep using words that you know will hurt, but I'll be or you can wake me up, and I'll carry on with a little less caffeine in my coffee cup. Haven't I changed enough for you? After all we've been through, I fell in love with you. And not just because you told me to. And I wish there was someone that I could talk to, but of course there's not. So I suppose I'll just pick up the phone and call you, 'cause you're all I've got.
Tonight we'll both go to sleep.
just getting worse. You keep using words that you know will hurt, but I'll be gone before you can wake me up, and I'll carry on with a little less caffeine in my coffee.
And now we bring back to the stage Sheila and Cesar, and Cesar will be singing lead on this next song, which was written especially for him, though not necessarily about him. Called withdrawal, sorry.
I know you don't believe in withdrawal, and I'm only an addict in my mind, but I'm running into concrete walls, and you haven't been very kind. Buprenorphine worked for a week, help prognosis is bleak, and I've been reading Chekhov,
and I've been reading Chekhov,
thinking I'll never get back, and thinking I'll never get back to the way things used to be. Every day, another attack. Another chasm between you and me. Wait for me like I'm your soldier. I'm getting out in 60 days.
I'm getting out in 60 days.
I'll need 13 cans of Folgers and an enormous amount of bread.
An enormous amount of bread.
We'll get back together like we were never.
Next is Gay Cowboys, and I would like to dedicate this one to Chad. We
we drove across the Badlands, 80 miles per hour holding hands. One pack of unfiltered cigarettes, the dusty wind in our hair. We rode off into the sunset, but never made it there. We pretended to be gay cowboys as we crossed the border into Illinois. Compulsively sexual desperados in our lavender Chevrolet. And then we drove through Chicago, which is not as gay as they say. The gay affirmative Starbucks has lost its charm. The boys town boys are all stuck up, walking arm in arm. None of them can mount without using stirrups. And none grew up on a farm. Not that we know how to milk a cow. But you grew up in Colorado, and I grew up in Texas. And every boy in Chicago drives a Saab or a Lexus. So next we'll drive through Columbus, where without a map and a compass, it's hard to find the frat blocks where all the straight college boys go over to get their rocks off, 'cause their girlfriends live in Illinois. The Midwest makes me sick to my stomach. All of the stereotypes are totally true. So we'll continue riding off into the sunset, just me and you. One pack of unfiltered cigarettes, the dusty wind in our hair. We'll ride off into the sunset, but we'll never make it there. Compulsively sexual desperados in our lavender Chevrolet, bringing flamboyant bravado to the good old US of A.
I guess it's kind of an anti-finale. I don't know what it is. That's the critic's job. These are my last words. These are my last requests. Don't forget to cry for me. Oh, please do not forget. So when you hear my voice on tape, and when you see my face on TV, become severely bent out of shape and shed all your tears
for me.
Also, thanks to Roulette and to Mario for running the sound. There's no need to draw this out. Thank you for coming. Okay, let me see if I can find one more. Scotty, do you mind if I do Like a Ghost? All right. Everyone should come and see Scott Heron's performances at Dance Theater Workshop October 26th through the 29th, and I'm composing music for one of his pieces.
Brush your teeth 10 times a day. You wash your hands every hour. You dye your hair to hide the gray. And you wear goggles in the shower. But I've touched you when you were sick in bed. I've felt you sleeplessly toss and turn. I've seen your sheepish eyes turn red. And I've watched you cry from heartburn. I watched you conceal everything I loved the most about you. When I got too close, you seemed so unreal. Like a ghost with nothing left to feel. Remember when you broke down and cried after you threw up on the dance floor? Your hair was freshly dyed. Your clothes had never been worn before. That was the night I fell in love. You were so perfectly flawed. I held your hand in that leather glove. The sweetest, sickest glove I ever saw. I watched you conceal everything I loved the most about you. When I got too close, you seemed so unreal. Like a ghost with nothing left to feel. I watched you conceal everything I love the most about you. When I got too close, you seemed so unreal. Like a ghost with nothing left to feel. Like a ghost with nothing left to feel. Like a ghost with nothing left to feel.
just one more bow for Cesar and Sheila from over there. And have a good night. Bye.